Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and we're going to talk today with a bunch of opinion about yesterday's podcast, the new direction that the Columbus, Ohio City Gate Processing Plant will be taken under the direction of the acting plant manager, Ms. Nicole Lowe. I'm going to give you a bunch of my opinion on this podcast, but before I do, I have to set the table. First of all, you have to understand that everything that they're going to ask you to do is well within their rights as managers or as owners or overseers, for lack of a better word, of the organization. I know to most of the new employees, you have heard of such things, but you've never really seen it enforced. So it's brand new to you, regardless of what anybody tries to sell to the new acting plant manager, like it's old business. It's not. But it's real. And it's something you have to understand is real. And you have one option, and that is get used to it. But see, my issue is not the enforcement of the rules. My issue is under the direction now of that lead MDO. Let me tell you, his plan is to, come down with an iron hand when it's really not necessary. I mean, you can implement rules without putting people out of work. Does that make sense? In other words, running a red light is a violation. But just because you run that red light does not mean you have to get life in jail. Do you understand the analogy? And what he's doing, now you got to understand, he's spearheading this. And he's going to put pressure on the NDOs. Now, you might say, well, why is he doing that? Well, how can he do that? Well, let's admit, he walks through that building kind of like Billy Jack. And that's how he carries himself in there. And the plan he has is he's going to put pressure on the NDOs. That's going to make them put pressure on that frontline supervisor. So every little infraction, they're set with discipline packets already pre-made because they are anticipating the use of them to go ahead and start issuing discipline. You got to understand this. It's not so much that they're going to enforce these rules, but the penalties they're going to put behind enforcing them right now is just very unreasonable. So what I'm saying to you is they have the right to ask or request that you obey or follow these rules, but the penalties they're going to put behind enforcing them are going to be so unreasonable. And the sad part is your resource for help, I'm going to skip that. But anyway, the lead MDO, again, as he walks the floor, he's seeing people with TVs watching movies, and I guess he called maintenance out on it. He's mechanics watching movies instead of fixing DBs. Well, let me tell you something. I mean, come on, for real? Never mind that, but you got to know that cannot continue. Let's be for real. Let's be 100 right now. How can you do both of those at the same time? Something's got to give, and if it's a movie, the movie's got to go. So you got to know, if that's you, that needs to stop immediately, because that makes it hard for any union representative to represent you if you get written up or sent home or whatever it is that they plan to do with you because you were watching a movie while you were at work. Let's not make it that easy. Okay, so just understand that they have a very heavy discipline campaign set up right now while they try to enforce these rules. So it's not going to be like, I mean, if it was a people-oriented, let's make it fun to come to work, you would see something to the effect of, hey, supervisors, every morning you come into the tour office, we're going to give you 10 brand new silver dollars. The first five people you see, or the first 10 people you see driving with their seatbelts on, you stop them, do a 4584P, and which is a driver observation, and give them that silver dollar. See, that sounds like an organization that wants these rules in play and wants to motivate or have a buy-in from the employees rather than cram it down their throat because it's a rule and I'm going to make you come into compliance. Do you see the difference? Now, let's talk about hoodies for a second. You got to understand, it is my understanding, let me clear that up. Some supervisors are taking hoodies literally. Well, let me try to clear that up, and it's, you know, it happens. When the post office says hoodies, first of all, that's not a postal dress policy. That's you can look all day, you will not find hoodies are not allowed in any postal dress code. Okay, so let's forget about that. But when we say hoodies, or when they say hoodies, they're talking about the hoodie part of the hood part of the hoodie on top of your head while you're on the work floor. You can wear a hoodie while you're on the work floor as long as the hood part of the hoodie is not on your head. So, and again, it's a dress apparel some people just may not be familiar with. So again, when we talk about hoodies, just because a person has a hoodie on, if that hood is not on their head, supervisors, understand, don't ask that person to take that off. With respect to shoes, well, that makes sense that you wear leather or leather-like. But remember, if the employer is requiring a specific type of shoe or clothing, then you get a clothing allowance. Use your clothing allowance to purchase what it is they are requiring. And if you don't get a clothing allowance, well, that's a pretty good topic for you to bring up to your national union office. With respect to the Bluetooth or the headphones, damn, that's that. Now that hurts. That hurts. You taking away the music. That makes, damn. That's all I can say about that. I got nothing else to say on that. But that hurts right there. But driving, we should never have them anyway. Let's be for real. But damn, you can't even have the little box on your radio, on your forklift with you anymore. You don't have to be that hard on it. But nonetheless, that's a rule. So drivers, we have to get used to that. Let's get around to those cell phones. You know, that's going to be pretty rough because most of us live on our phones. But I will say this. If they're going to be serious about it, well, I guess we're going to have to go get us a iPod or some shit. I don't know, man. If you like to have that music at work, my advice to you would be to get something other than your phone. Because I'm telling you now, the direction that they're going is when you take your phone out to change your playlist, the supervisor is going to say they see your phone, and because another employee might say something, you're going to get one of those discipline packets. Because when they said phones, no phones visible at any time, I'm willing to bet you they're going to make that an issue. And then here comes the problem. We work in Columbus, Ohio. nothing is going to be introduced or implemented the same to everybody. Mr. and Mrs., I'm one of your good employees, take their phone out to change the playlist, nothing is said. But Mr., I don't work as well as others. When you change your playlist, now you're going to get one of those discipline packets. You see what I'm saying? So let's avoid all of that. Find another way to get your music. But keep those phones off the workroom floor. Last but not least, let's talk about this mask or these masks. It makes it hard to put up any resistance to that. Because it seems like they're trying to do the right thing when it comes to containing or trying to confine the spreading of the virus. But let's look at it for what it really is. When they had the labor management meeting with the unions, I have to ask, were there any discussions for people who had medical conditions that can't wear a mask or face shield? Was that given any consideration? Was any consideration given to special circumstances? Or was that one of those things that we'll address as it appears? Because when you mandate the mask as if the post office is doing right now, it's kind of funny, because everybody knows that unless you have the N95 mask, everything else is kind of cosmetic. So if you were serious as an organization about doing the right thing for your employees, you would spend the money and get N95s for your employees, and then you would mandate the wearing of it. But we all know that the masks we wear are more cosmetic than anything else. In fact, there are studies that show you do more harm to yourself wearing those masks than good. But nonetheless, I'm going to have my mask on because that's what it is. And I just wonder, was consideration given to those who are going to have a problem wearing a mask or a face shield? That's the podcast for today. Columbus, Ohio, I do my best to try to keep you informed. I make it my business to know the business of what's going on in that building. And as I know, I share it on this show. All I ask is you tune into the podcast. Usually they are no more than 15 minutes. If you are in a stationary position, they're designed that you listen while at work. I'm going to keep you in the know. This is the Kenny Hodge Podcast. It is a very opinionated podcast based on over 27 years of postal management, compiled by over 17 years of work in the craft. I think I've got a good mixture of knowledge that I can share with the podcast audience. The podcast is never intended to hurt. It is always intended to educate and bring people into the knowledge of what it is I see based on my extensive years of postal service. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Have a great day.